This is program number LW2148. Johnny Cash was a drug addict. Hi, this is Larry West. He's not now. He says, I'm a free man now. Every once in a while, he goes on, I meet a youngster who knows I used to be a drug addict. He asks me what he can do to kick the habit. I tell him what I've learned. Give God the temple, your body, back to him. The alternative is death. The 23-year-old girl could certainly agree with Johnny Cash. You see, she wrote a note one day. It was found in the front seat of her car, near her body. The note said, Jail did not cure me, nor did hospitalization help me for long. The doctor told my family it would have been better and indeed kinder if the person who got me hooked on dope had taken a gun and blown my brains out. You see, it was just after she became hooked on drugs that she began to record her feelings about her life. She was just 17 years old then. Here's what she said. When I wake up in the morning, all I can think about is where I'm going to get money for more drugs. What worries me are the wrinkles in my face and the infection in my veins. I am very sad when I think what I've done with my life. I feel like dying. I have had all the chances and betrayed all the trust. Why did I ever start? Drugs are evil. They cause mental illness, aging skin, baldness, and rotting teeth. I can no longer behave naturally. That's what she wrote. When she first began writing in her diary, here's what she said. I think I can last for 9 months, but in 18 months, I will be dead. Well, she missed her calculation by 15 months. One night, only 3 months after beginning her diary, she walked out of a party, drugged, onto the top of a multi-story building and fell 30 feet to her death onto a slab of concrete. Yep, Johnny Cash was right. When you don't kick the habit, the alternative is death. You know, when an individual says, man, I can smoke a joint this week and then the next week I can cut out and on the first or second drag it really whops me, he means that he has put enough marijuana into his system previously. So he just pyramids on top of what's already there. Maybe you're saying, Larry, you're talking about drugs. Marijuana is different. Well, Chief John Enright of the Federal Bureau of Narcotics and Dangerous Drugs says, there is no doubt about it. Almost every drug addict I've talked to said he started with marijuana. Chemical solutions. We've come to think that the answers to our problems these days, I'm persuaded, is wrapped up in chemical solutions. Relief is just a swallow away. Better living can be achieved through chemistry. We have forgotten how to reach down, you know, within ourselves to find there the strength to cope. You know, that our forefathers had. What kind of strength did they have? Well, for one thing, they had each other. Their families were strong, closely knit. They could communicate. Loving each other is not being permissive. Loving each other demands discipline. Did you know that in a survey recently, only 4% who said they enjoyed being with their family were regular drug users? Just 4%. To get rid of the drugs, Mom, Dad, we need to get our families back together. Family togetherness was one of the major strengths our forefathers had, and we've desperately got to get back to it. Our forefathers were also parents who had strong religious beliefs. Today, that's being too greatly destroyed. You know, children can survive hypocrisy in the lives of some, but they may not survive hypocrisy in their parents. They can't make it when they see Mom and Dad not standing strong on what's moral or immoral. When Mom and Dad don't know the difference between right and wrong, how in the world can the children learn it? Your great-great-grandma knew, though, didn't she? The Bible says to parents, train up a child in the way he should go. You can't do that if you don't know the way he should go. The Bible is the greatest guidebook on moral behavior that's ever been written. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.